cabins and the property that it's on. The cabins are all on the additional properties that we purchased, and that's the main change that we're making. I think the permit probably includes that, but we're not doing anything over there other than just going to continue to improve it, make it better.
The reason I'm saying that is the way I thought that a bed and breakfast is someone lived in there, or you furnished them, you gave them meals, someone resided in the home. So where it's quiet, if I could rent my home, I could turn my home into bed and breakfast if it was agreed. And I would be there to supervise it. And is that the way it is? Is that the way your bed and breakfast is?
No.
No?
No.
How does your bed and breakfast operate then? You rent it nightly?
Well, there is a little caretaker that stays there and, you know, fixes some breakfasts and a few things.
So,
there's somebody there all the time.
Okay, right? Someone is there.
You were talking about somebody living there. That's not the case. Okay. I mean, when we first got here, Chris and his little family lived there. But, it was built as a bed and breakfast. The units in it, the rooms are all self-contained and their own tubs and all that stuff. So at the Board of Adjustment hearing, I think we properly heard what was to be heard. The only other issue is this compatible? And I hold that as a separate issue because I don't think there was no finding of a land use incompatibility. I don't think, at least on the official record. And so if we want to have that hearing, I would request another opportunity so I could prepare. But if, you know, you guys are the commissioners, if you want to just go, but I would, especially if we're prepared to act in an adverse way, I would like the opportunity to actually make a case, take some counsel and return, but to a hearing to address that. Do you have any other questions for me?
Well, I think as stated earlier, anything that you want us to hear, we probably need to hear now. If you don't feel that you're prepared for that, I don't know if we'd want to have a second hearing or if we'd want to have I don't know what it would be.
The only point that I was trying to make is that...
You'd have been better prepared had you known exactly what we were doing.
That's correct. Well, we would have taken... If we knew we were coming to a hearing where the Div 3 was in jeopardy, we would have, and it was the issue of compatibility.
What kind of notice did you get about this specifically?
It was vague.
Vague. What kind of notice did you get?
It was just a posted notice. And then we got the same thing in the mail. I'd be happy to read it to you.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
I really don't know what was sent out. That's what I'm asking.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, let me.
Is it this?
Probably, yeah. That little darkened section there in the middle, I look at that, and it looks like you're hearing part of your code. I mean, we're listed there. It's Ken Coleman, and that's why I was pestering their poor commissioner over here, because I was just trying to find out what it was. And pestered Scott on that a little bit, too.
Is that the same notice it's always sent out?
No, we did a notice per what the county commission requested. We sent it to the county commission for approval. They changed it somewhat. We sent out what they said they wanted their notice. It was their hearing. So we sent out what they finalized as their notification.
That's why I was asking, are we hearing an appeal from the Board of Adjustment? That's one preparation. Are we hearing a whole issue of land use compatibility is another issue. And especially, we walked in today thinking we were just going to hear a complaint from Ken, which, by the way, nothing was given to us beforehand, so we didn't know the nature of it. So all of this is new to us tonight. Well, not all of it. I mean, we've heard it before. We've met with Ken several times. I like Ken. We get along. We're cut from the same stuff.
What is it that you would tell the Planning and Zoning Commission or the Board of Judges? What is it that you have to tell us that you haven't said? Is there something else?
Well, I would come with if we want to hear, it depends, if we want to hear compatibility, if that is the issue, is this project compatible? Because just being commercial, just being nightly rentals in and of itself is not incompatible. almost all the nightly rentals that are approved in the county are in residential areas. And so it's not the nature that it's there is not that it's, the nature that it's next to a residential does not make it incompatible, and especially where it's bordered by an existing commercial and residential. Basically what we're doing is we're not creating an incompatibility, we're simply changing in the boundaries a little bit, and I think in our way making it a little bit better.
Not having sit on either one of those boards, only reading the code that is given here, we're just talking about compatibility with neighboring uses shall be assessed using the following factors. Is it predominantly a residential area where zoning requests to another requesting are being made? Is it to determine the property change is compatible with the residential area? I'm reading that out of the code that's given us.
Yes. Yes. But that's on an appeal from the Board of Adjustments where there was no finding of an incompatibility. So I guess, maybe I'm splitting hairs here. You're the commissioners. You can hear whatever you want to hear. You guys make the law. You can hear whatever you want to hear. I guess what I'm trying to do.
We don't need to make the law.
No, we do not.
Well, you do hear what you want to hear. And, I'm just saying that if that's the case, we feel a little unprepared. We come here with all the bells and whistles and trying to show you what we've done. And all we're trying to do is comply and run a little business and to make it successful. That's all we're trying to do.
You're trying to put a business in and increase your business and grow. You're trying to do it in a way that you can do it successfully.
That's correct.
And follow all the codes and get it through.
That's correct.
But you're not trying to comply as much as you're trying to add to your business.
Well,
I'm just saying, I don't, we all know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, I own private businesses.
Yeah.
It's fine. Let's say what it is.
I think that was a little unfair. I think we've really tried hard to comply with every requirement that's been given us.
Because you have to in order to get it to happen.
Yes. Yes. Any other?
I had a couple questions. I'm trying to find my.
Okay.
I got too many papers up here with notes written all over the place.
Scott, bed and breakfast do not come under planning and zoning, do they?
Mm-hmm. They're separate.
But they're separate, totally.
At your entrance up there, and this is off of Beacon, so I know Beacon's not 100% accurate, but it shows that you have, that there's no publicly platted road, and is that through Jeremy Bell?
Jeremy Bell's property, yes.
And so if there's no publicly platted road there, I'm assuming you have some sort of easement?
There is. There's a 50-foot public dedication to an easement.
Is it a public dedicated easement, or is it a private easement, or?
It's a public right-of-way.
Okay, it's not deeded public, because otherwise, according to Beacon, it would show differently on our map.
It's not.
I'm not saying Beacon's not correct. I'm not saying it is correct. I'm just saying, according to our mapping, I'm looking at that right now, that is private property, and if you have an easement through there, it would not be a public easement, it would be a private easement.
Are we looking at the first part
there? I'm looking at the first parcel up there on how they get to the
property. So that's his private land.
Now, you may have what's called a prescriptive easement.
No, there's a recorded easement.
Public or private? I'm just saying, and then do we not have, is Mr. Bell here?
No. What I'm saying is it is a recorded easement that allows public use, and it's a right-of-way is what it is.
I'm sorry.
Does it say public use?
It's a... Okay, let me get it. That'd be the easiest thing to do.
If that's the case, I'm surprised that it wouldn't be
not taxed. As you can tell, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure, but I do have it.
Or is it just on your deed to give you easement through it?
Well, when we first got there, all of that entire road was just a right-of-way. And the Bells still owned the road even in our part. We since purchased that from them. And then Jeremy continues to own that other parcel. But it's a... I think I can find it quicker here.
Do you have permission from Mr. Bell to utilize that property for that easement?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we... Okay, here it is. A private 50-foot wide ingress-egress easement. The perimeter being described as follows. So you're right, it's a private...
So it's a private easement, and then what's the description or the on that private easement?
There are two descriptions right here. One for the piece that's off parcel, and one for the piece that's inside our lands. And that's the one we've since purchased. You want me to show you this?
No, that's all.
Have it on a little map right here. See, these are the things I would have in a presentation.
These nightly rentals you plan on building will be using that road, the private entrance road?
Yes.
To come in?
Yes. Like they do now.
But would they have to have permission from Mr. Bell?
No, it's an ingress-egress easement. So it's granted for ingress and egress. I mean, everybody that's coming in and out of that property can use it.
As long as he says it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
That's how a private easement works. So they give you an easement to there, so they can't restrict anybody you want to have on property.
Right.
I don't know if the intent when the easement was given was for commercial purposes. I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't have it. Mr. Bell would be the one to speak on that.
Oh,
in my opinion.
Well, if that's an issue, we're happy to perfect that. We know Jeremy really well. He's done a lot of work for us. I think we'd be open to making that whatever would make
that'd be one of my concerns, is making sure that Mr. Bell's
happy to accept that as a condition. I'm sure he would be fine with doing whatever. I think we're going to have to buy a little teeny piece of property up there in the front to kind of perfect that easement up there anyway. So to make that work right there where it comes off off the main road there, that Hampton, that we can get that fixed anyway. And happy to accept that as a condition. Whatever it needs to be.
You just want to comply?
Pardon?
So you just want to comply?
I just want to comply. We're trying it. We're trying as hard as we can.
I understand.
A lot of things you have to juggle here. There's a state, all kinds of things.
Well, I'm looking at a little different thing here is... the bed and breakfast is unlike a nightly rental, and a nightly rental is to pay the sales tax, and of course, the county operates on sales tax. Bed and breakfast, how does that operate?
So we're doing you some good. We have a sales tax number. Do you know how you're collecting? We're collecting.
You pay it directly to the Department of Revenue?
Yeah, the sales tax is collected automatically through Airbnb and VRBO.
Okay, so we can't track that then.
Yeah, we have the number and the permits and everything that are required there, so that's all. But they collect it and pay it.
Yeah, that's something that's got to be worked on.
Are they not getting it through to you?
I think with VRBO, if you have a Missouri license, sales tax license, we should be getting that. It'd be the online stuff that we don't.
They're going through this other company, and they don't have it under that name, so it's... can't track it through Department of Revenue.
Something we can pretty quickly find out, chase that down for you.
Mm-hmm.
Might be good for elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that's literally an act of Congress. So.
Hey, we'll tackle anything. We just want to comply.
Yeah, it would be nice to know.
Hey, we'll tackle it. I'll let you know.
To be honest with you, in reference to the, I looked at the notice. It stated the code. It stated compatibility.
It does say compatibility.
Policies
I haven't seen
from
it.
Eastern Taney County 9.2.4 land use compatibility relative policies and B use compatibility for the Taney County Development Guidance Code.
Yeah, but it's referring to the code itself. That's what I was saying. It looked like it was hearing a piece of code to me, and and we heard even at one time that you were just from one of the neighbors out there that you were just hearing that to see if you wanted to hear these. if you wanted to exclude that, because that's only on the eastern Taney County and it's not on the western.